Okay, hi, good evening. Mazel tov, Alex, for last week. Okay, so he was speaking over here. We're holding in the beginning of Gimel, I believe. I think we're holding by Vidasha Kate Shabirkash Baruch Bebeir, or is that what we're holding? Okay, so we'll just recap a second. So he said about the kitzim. So this whole perik or chelik is going to deal with kitzim. So he says, "Mashvir of sadat chilu mashesh das shaketzach emes etochon shimon das eseloila." So the first thing he said is that there is no way in the world that people can actually know the alibi the emes the kates. We can try to guess it, and he says because it says in Forshna Sefer that he told him that the kistumach sumat varmareis kates. The thing is undecipherable until the kates. So he says the fact that a lot of people try to look for kitzim, that's all in the nevuah itself. They will not succeed. That's in the nevuah. Basically, we have a kates. No one knew it. No one will know it until the kates comes. V'day, he says, Shaket Shabir Kodesh Baruch Hu Beveir. He says, let's make a kal v'chaima from the kates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually told us mefurish. Kalayma goes Mitzrayim. Sha'am avodim inoisim abba mea shana. Leidoid neida amitos sa'ivinot v'sofik. So here, I mean, there's no guesswork to how many years, and yet they couldn't figure it out. Mehem ishesovash abba mea shana elu mishashiyot Yaakov inu Mitzrayim. Some said that these 400 years were from when Yaakov went to Mitzrayim. Achim choshu mishehischa la'ashibut. Mishavihi shna shivim la'acha sheyot Yaakov inu Mitzrayim. That it's from when the Shibut started, which is the 7 years after Yaakov went out to Mitzrayim. V'acherim chosh voise mishosh nemer nevuzul avram vinu. Some counter from when the nevu was said. V'mayim ben absurd. Ukshimol abam meos la'mayim absurd yotzim Mitzrayim k'tas neisrol. And in Echrami, some of them left. Koyim shom moshe benu shoshim shana. V'ol b'dashek v'tam haketz. So you had people there made the cheshbon. That's not cheshbon. I told him 400 years. 400 years has passed from when he told him we should go out, and the mitzvim killed him. Kein hodi unu achacham zechon avracha. V'alanoshim ahem asher tov cheshbon avdimah shekavu agula v'yatzu. And clap at these people that they made this mistake. David said, "Bnei Ephraim, noishki roi mekoshes." So he was Ramaz on them that the Bnei Ephraim were defeated in the day of battle. In other words, they left being confident with what they with the weapons, and they were defeated in battle. So he said the 400 years needed to be counted from Yitzchak because. That's when it was from the Aftocha of Geri Zaracho, so Zaracho starts from Yitzchak. One is Bar Geri Zaracho Baratzel Hem Vavonim Yisam Barshana. O Bizman Agol Es Yishet Olam Yishad Besem Vi Yagum Kachu Peresh Apasik. V'Hoya Arbeim Meres Shana LeGeirus V'Lo LeShibut. So the real pshat was 400 years from Yitzchak, and not 400 years of Shibut, but 400 years of Geirus, of not being a young country. It wasn't until Moshe Rabbeinu came and told us when the Gula is that we finally figured out Pshat in the Pasuk. So here we have something that the Torah wrote in Furish about 400 years, and yet they didn't know. He says, "Va'ata don miketzer kal v'chayma." I want you to make a kal v'chayma of this ketz. Umar ketz as a shenuida zmani v'izboya lo yiduhu. Here you have a ketz that we know what the time. You know, we know when it is, and the Torah seemed to have said it clearly. We didn't know it. Certainly this ketz, which in Nevi'im were overwhelmed by how long it's going to be. David Melech was wondering about Chai Yisrael, that I see with Ruach HaKodesh the Golos, and it seems to me as if it's forever. So he calls it that this is going to be, they're going to be locked away for a long time. And Daniel tells us the Kate, and he told us over here that we don't know what it is. And that's why Chazal did not allow us to try to figure it out. Because most everybody that will be Isaac is going to make a mistake. And what will happen is they'll see that a Kate came and no Mashiach, and they'll give up. So the Chazal were mispal that they and the kates that they came up with should disappear. Now, so why in the world, Reb Sadigon, who looked up to, why in the world did he give us a kates? His door was a very bad door. The people had a lot of issues with Yiddishkeit. And the generation would have disintegrated if not Reb Sadigon. So he said that it's with his koyach of writing explaining Torah that he was able to prevail on people a lot. He taught them Torah, he showed them the things that they missed out on, he showed big inyanim that are in Torah, and so on. And one of the things that he wanted to use in order to be mechazik Yisrael, he felt that it would be a very good idea that if he would make a cheshbon that fits in the pasuk, and it also is coming close, it would buttress people's emunah. It would be a good thing. So he says, "V'hu hiskavin b'chol ma'ase shem shamayim," and he was mechav b'chol ma'ase shamayim. Ve'litoin olav al shatov b'chesh ro'isov. Now you're going to come with a problem. But he made a mistake in the Chizkabroinus. Ki kavanasa hoya mashamarti. His kavana was to be mechazik people. So it didn't really make a difference that his kates didn't come out exact. He was doing it not to tell us so much of the kates, but the mechazik people kates would come. I'm not sure why he wasn't worried that if the kates wouldn't come, people would cop out. I'm not sure about that. I also think there's another nekuda. I mean, the Rambam, it's Rambam's Los Doris, and Rambam is saying it be a deer. But there's another place. There's another mahalach to guess on it. If it's written in Daniel, it's a chelik of Torah. And when I'm learning Daniel as Torah, I need to understand all the psukim. So when the kates is written out, it's Eidan Eidanim and so on. It needs to have some sort of meaning. I am allowed to alderech hapshat, to teach the words and figure out what it means. So even though I'm not oimed on the seidat varim, I cannot pin it down exactly. But the one thing that I can do is to give it a pshat in the pasuk. This is racking my brains. This is the pshat that I would learn in the pasuk. If it comes out of Surah, it comes out of Surah. Okay, so that takes care that this is a mention of the Baalei HaKitzin. Avmashesh is sicha mishtoike keila mechachon zekachom begutseyem shen karim beloshen aravi she'ovru umehema shate mitzapeh. So he said he has a sense that the person writing to him does believe in the stars, and I guess he either had inquired in the stars or wants to inquire in the stars or something. He says, "Kol ze hosoy simili becha, v'nakdatchman." Forget about it. Urechat sichlecha, wash out your mind. Like you would be washing stained clothing. Lefi shem dvarim shem mamish veinam emes leitzachom ashleimim. These things are absolute nonsense. To anyone who has chachma, as a chacham, all the stars are nothing. It has nothing to do with believing in Torah. If a person's head is screwed on straight, then he doesn't believe in all this narishkeiten. Kol shekein lemikabli haTorah, that they know better than that. And proof or the arguments against stargazing and so on are clear logical proofs, and I don't need to mention it. So here he's referring to the person wanting to try to figure out with the stars, and he says it's anybody with any das and chachma knows there's nothing to it. And he says, I want to reference the Rambam. The Rambam's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he speaks about why the Torah asked all of these things, the astrology and the kishuv, etc., etc. So he says, So many Rishonim learn that these things have certain powers, except that the Torah asked to make use of it. The Rambam learns that it has absolutely no power. So, and it's nonsense, and it's a lie, the whole thing. So what's the problem? So why is the Torah so upset if we worship it? So the Rambam says it's a lack of kavod of for a nation that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should have the smarts to know it's nonsense, and it's a very, very, it's a big stain on the chachma if they're caught up with this nonsense. Aval, Shema Hashem etzdove mashabo because me and zeh. Listen, so he says, I could prove to you logically that all this stuff is nonsense that you're saying, but let's see what Moshe Rabbeinu says. In other words, the person's attitude is that believing in stars is like a religious thing, and the Rambam is coming with kfir de ketainis, so to speak, that it doesn't make sense, it's nothing, and so on and so forth. But what happens if somebody's emes about it? Avol, Shema Shemetz Dovim Ashkod, Boba Kosovi Nizeh. Da, Shemoisha Ben Al-Sholem, Beshosha Omad, Hoyu Kol Yisagnin and Pe Echor Oimrim, She'umazel lo tia lo kumov lo yakom la shibud shibor lo ilam. So when Moshe Rabbeinu started the process, all the stargazers and so on, the magicians said that Klal Yisrael has zero hope. There's nothing for it, and no matter how long it's going to stay, it makes no sense. They're gone. And at that moment, when they thought that they're rock bottom, that their self-image was rock bottom, but also feel a roimus, that's when they got that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu intervened and saved them. But no lo does mifcha min ha'nashim shebahem. And then the great nation rose up. In other words, at the time when the stargaze is told Moshe Rabbeinu, zero, it's over, it's finished, the nation has no hope, there is no nation finished, that produced the great nation that Israel became. And when everybody thought that Mitzrayim is like, that's the place to be, and it's nicest place, and the best place, that's when all the makas came. He says, once you ask the smart people what nevuah they said in Mitzrayim, v'chein era lemamlechas nebuchadnetzach, k'shehoyu kol yisteiner v'chachamer, v'chol anikra b'shem chacham eitz achas. She'oz hoisas cholos v'musa, v'hem shaltim es ametzes v'leches. So when Bavel was riding on a high, and all the prophets, the stargazers, were saying, "Ah, this is gewaldic," and so on. Oz nishmedo mashalta v'avdo, mashal v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly at the point where Kadosh Baruch Hu took the machas from him, at his high point. V'chein am Yeshayo mehato be mesachik aleim. So Yeshaya left and he said, okay, let's see where your wisdom will get you, and let's see what Bulgarian stars. In other words, he wasn't only coming to them with a frumteiner, he was saying it's worthless and it's nonsense, and there's not one truth to it. So we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, a real person. We're talking about a tufa when all the tzadikim said very difficult things. So he says, So at the moment that all the umas will think that Klal Yisrael will never become a malchus again. He'll get his way. So Yeshaya said basically that with your own wisdom and understanding, with people's native wisdom and understanding, they'll never get it, they'll never understand it, they're not going to do anything. It's only making and so on. It can only work ultimately through a Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu, through Ratzon Hashem. Fa'ati says, so this paragraph addressed the inyan of the different magicians and the stargazers and so. Va'ata al tistakel amayim oime kibbutz gadol v'kibbutz katan. There's a there's something about two different conglomerations of stars in the heavens that they used. I'm not at all familiar what it is exactly that it means, but whatever it is, it's some sort of what's the right word for it? It's when stars are aligned together. You were just saying that the reason why there's a lack of wisdom in your country, the stars are all in the triangle that's connected. Ofer is one of the four Yesodos, and when we sort of transform it into Adam and so on, we're talking about the opposite of Sichlis Ruchnis. Ofer is a very, very earthy, pardon the pun, it's a very earthy substance. It's something that is represents physicality in a very strong way, and therefore you are saying that the reason why they're not so smart by you is because you're under this particular star. He says, this thing over here of the being under this stars and this mazel, everyone is under it, and there are people that are smart matzliach. In other words, he was telling them that you can't say that this is the reason why you're suffering and you don't have good people and so on because of it. Everyone else is also under it. The Novi said Gzeira, Yeshaya says Gzeira, that we're going to lose, the Chachma will become lost and covered. It has nothing to do with the stars over here because it's a random time. Shlomo Melech was also net under that constellation of stars. So Avraham Avinu, the great Avraham Avinu, who understood the shevish of everything, and he taught it to all the chacham. The Yosad Yisrael Yichob Ne Adam. V'chein Yitzchak V'Yakov Shashloshem Noi Sikis Hakovdu Li Boiseyem. Shisigur Be'emes. Moshe Amru Aves Heim Amerikava. Shenem Avayam Olav Elohim. So all the others were there, and again, I don't know exactly what the shilush is. I mean, I know what it is. It's one of the ways that those days they mapped out things was by using different triangles and saying, you know, this includes the ruach, the mayim, the offer, and so on. So he said, by Avraham Avinu was also like that. He's the one who taught the Musig of Emunah, the way we have it, of a first cause or primary cause of Chachamim. V'yosad Yisrael Yichol Bnei Adam. V'chein Yitzchak V'Yakov Shashloshtam Hoye Noisim Kisar Kovod V'Liboseyem. Shesigur Bemis. K'mashom Oves Heimer Kova. Shnem V'yal Me'olav Alekim. He goes through the whole cheshmer over here. Um, So he basically shows you how he computed the dates for the Avos and so on that he said before. He works out the math here. I don't not familiar with it. We can go and fight it. So he said he did it in order to clear up the understanding of what effect it has and how much can you blame on it. Okay. Now you brought another proof that this stargazing is right. It's not going to be that far. The person who spoke this has no clue about anything, just shoots things off the top of his head, and he said L'moshel, he was predicting there would be some sort of marble that would be a combination of dirt and air, and he said that obviously didn't come true, and so on. All of this stuff about the stars is nonsense. But then you're going to pull out the books and you're going to show me where it says. So he says, what's the raya? Shem mechaziv. K'moy shem mechaziv l'shoyne, kach mechaziv kol musay. Vein zinim alav. If a person is lying in speech, he'll lie with his pen also. V'aksilim abarim heim shasatzlam l'raya amit zadav v'b'yosik kosev. You have to be a real fool to say, oh, it's written. And who wrote it? Vein l'hamim svaras v'ponim ha'ela l'ponim ha'cherim. We can't at all believe these svaras from the way we approach it until now. We must look at it, you know, if we want to have to look at it a different way. Veda, ki kemoy shi notzel ha-suma, bi-shon al-pikeach b'lech ta-achrab, lefi sh'edeh b'at-shen-e-nayim. Just like a blind person who leans on a pikeach because he knows that he can follow the pikeach safely, he understands that he himself has no eyes, but the pikeach does have eyes, and that he can, just sort of everyone hold hands with the pikeach in the front, and all the fools will be able to come along. So he says, So he says just like he knows that he doesn't really have any handle on which medications help for what, and therefore listen to whatever he's told. Because once a person understands that he himself is limited, so he says, you know who has eyes? The Nevi'im. They're Chazayin. So if you want to hold on to somebody, there's Nevi'im. And so you don't need more than to just say, just to run the things by, which is emes, is not emes. The acha neviim, hachachomim achoikin roit from yom v'layla, hasvaras van vadeus, yeshayid ezven emes ezven shav. So we still need people to provide, people to tell us, I guess, that what's right and what's wrong. And well, I guess why it's nonsense. Sometimes the things that's not clear, it could go either way, and you need someone to make that avchana to say when yes or when not. I think I need to hold it here. Any quick questions or anything like that? Okay, so Emirat Hashem, next week I can't do it, but in 2 weeks in 2 weeks. There was a problem in 2 weeks. I'm saying a shir in Shomrei. So next week I can't do it at all. But in